Part 4 consists of two tasks. You'll hear five short extracts in which business people are talking about the future of work. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H the focus of each person's research into the future of work. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H the prediction each person makes about work. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
I've just got the results of the questionnaire which I sent out to my company's offices in 8 countries. Some questions touched on customer care and how green we are, but the main thrust of the questions was to find out how many face-to-face meetings we have compared to video conferencing and how people think this will change over the next 5 years. And while some fears were expressed about automation and any resulting unemployment, it was clear that people were very keen to keep themselves up to date with the latest technology. I have no doubt that with the fast pace of change that we're seeing, the need for continued education is going to feature more prominently in the workplace.
Speaker 2.
As I'm still only in my 20s and in my first job ever, I'm aware that by working in a range of different companies, I'll build up useful business experience. Like so many other people of my generation, I can't see myself working for large companies for long. The trend is definitely for people to set up their own small business and work from home. Having no boss sounds good. For my master's degree, I looked into how happy people who worked without a boss were, and they had more motivation, felt more sense of achievement, and were more proud of what they did compared with office workers, even if they weren't living in luxury.
Speaker 3.
I've just been reading about the latest financial scandal to hit a large enterprise. It's not the first, and in my view, it won't be the last. And this is only the tip of the iceberg. Any confidence people ever had in big business is going to evaporate over the next few years. The value of the company has plummeted, unsurprisingly. I've been carrying out interviews with shoppers for a paper I'm writing for a business journal, and people are smart. They see through propaganda that companies send out, saying how they're helping save the planet. Companies have to realise they only have a business if people buy their stuff.
Speaker 4.
I've been in business for over 40 years and will be retiring soon. I've seen many changes. For one thing, the way management treat people has improved. Workers get much more of a say now, but some things remain the same. The attraction of an urban environment for workers, I'm sure, will be powerful for many years to come. This sort of centralization makes sense. At present, I'm involved in a study examining the carbon footprint of trade. It's imperative that companies take responsibility, and also consumers. I mean, how many people really think about food air miles or where their latest gadget was made? We'll be publishing our findings in the next couple of months.
Speaker 5.
I give lectures at a business school and have been looking into how, as more people live on their own and families get smaller, the workplace takes on more importance as a place to make friends. We can't underestimate the value of belonging to an organization from the employee's personal point of view. Loneliness among the elderly in particular can be a problem. But if I were to make an educated guess, I'd say we'll all be in work well into our 70s rather than 50s or 60s, as is the current norm. And that may go some way to solving the problem. Of course, those who have chosen to work at home may miss out on this benefit.
Now you'll hear part four again. Speaker one.
I've just got the results of a questionnaire which I sent out to my company's offices in 8 countries. Some questions touched on customer care and how green we are, but the main thrust of the questions was to find out how many face-to-face meetings we have compared to video conferencing, and how people think this will change over the next 5 years. And while some fears were expressed about automation and any resulting unemployment, it was clear that people were very keen to keep themselves up to date with the latest technology. I have no doubt that with the fast pace of change that we're seeing, the need for continued education is going to feature more prominently in the workplace.
Speaker 2.
As I'm still only in my 20s and in my first job ever, I'm aware that by working in a range of different companies, I'll build up useful business experience. Like so many other people of my generation, I can't see myself working for large companies for long. The trend is definitely for people to set up their own small business and work from home. Having no boss sounds good. For my master's degree, I looked into how happy people who worked without a boss were, and they had more motivation, felt more sense of achievement, and were more proud of what they did compared with office workers, even if they weren't living in luxury.
Speaker 3.
I've just been reading about the latest financial scandal to hit a large enterprise. It's not the first, and in my view, it won't be the last. And this is only the tip of the iceberg. Any confidence people ever had in big business is going to evaporate over the next few years. The value of the company has plummeted, unsurprisingly. I've been carrying out interviews with shoppers for a paper I'm writing for a business journal, and people are smart. They see through propaganda that companies send out, saying how they're helping save the planet. Companies have to realise they only have a business if people buy their stuff.
Speaker 4.
I've been in business for over 40 years and will be retiring soon. I've seen many changes. For one thing, the way management treat people has improved. Workers get much more of a say now, but some things remain the same. The attraction of an urban environment for workers, I'm sure, will be powerful for many years to come. This sort of centralization makes sense. At present, I'm involved in a study examining the carbon footprint of trade. It's imperative that companies take responsibility, and also consumers. I mean, how many people really think about food air miles or where their latest gadget was made? We'll be publishing our findings in the next couple of months.
Speaker 5.
I give lectures at a business school and have been looking into how, as more people live on their own and families get smaller, the workplace takes on more importance as a place to make friends. We can't underestimate the value of belonging to an organization from the employee's personal point of view. Loneliness among the elderly in particular can be a problem. But if I were to make an educated guess, I'd say we'll all be in work well into our 70s rather than 50s or 60s, as is the current norm. And that may go some way to solving the problem. Of course, those who have chosen to work at home may miss out on this benefit.
That's the end of part 4.